when you have an incident of bad practice and dust up, do you mind that in practice, or is that just
part of it? Yes, that's just boys will be boys. I think Dahl's got bumped before, and then he evened up the score. I wouldn't read too much into that. Just, you know, we want competitive practice, so I think every now and then the emotions will run a little bit high, but that's a good place to be.
Devin's had a nice start here. What in your opinion has allowed him to find an early groove, I guess?
I don't know if I have the answer to that. He feels comfortable, obviously. I thought last game we gave him a real solid game in front of him. Really, the last two games for our goaltenders gave him pretty solid effort in front. He just seems like he's fresh, he's quick, he's read plays, he's made the big saves when we needed him.
He's pushing Uka Pekka. I mean, you must like that, I guess, right?
No, I said this from the beginning that, I really feel we're going to need both guys. And, there might be a period where, one may take over. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that right now. I just need both of them to play well because there's a lot of hockey down the road.
Lindy, before leading up the last game, there was a lot of talk about the process. You were telling the guys that they stuck with it, the offense was going to come. Is that a message, with Cousins in particular, maybe you're pushing because he's doing a lot of good things, just the puck hasn't gone in?
Yeah, he's had, quality opportunities where it hasn't gone in. You know, he was in on a breakaway and, lost the puck last game. So stay with it. Today's practice was about, trying to generate a little bit more off the rush. And then once we were inside the zone, to try to find that extra play where you get that extra chance inside.
For you, what's it been like to have Owen Power here? You've coached against him a little bit in New Jersey, but seeing him up close and how he's been playing so far this season, what do you like about him?
I like his game. I think he's got an incredible reach when it comes to defending the rush. If you look at even a couple of those drills today, how good his stick was when, our forwards were hitting the line. There's not a lot of free lanes when you're going against him. He closes really quick defending, trying to add a little bit of physicality to his game where we can end plays, and he's working hard on that part of his game. He's been incredibly coachable kid, and I've liked what I've seen.
Want him to be a more physical player because he's big.
So. No, I mean, there's just a level of, if you can add in certain situations. I'm not talking about running around hitting people. I'm talking about ending a play, and I think that's the part he's been working on, and where we've been able to spend less time in our end by our defense just getting into people and making sure that, our first chance to end the play, then we're probably out of the zone within 4 or 5 seconds.
What have you thought about Byron and Power together as a pair? And two left-handed shots. I know that they take turns on who's playing the right side, but how do you think that that's played out?
Yeah, I think it's been good. I'll just tell you, I'm not a fan of lefty. I mean, I can show you so many situations where pucks coming up the wall where if we were lefty-righty, we're probably shooting instead of trying to pick it off the wall. But they're both very comfortable. They're both can get it off the wall and get it inside, but I think with pressure, there's been times, even with Darlene on the right side, the pucks come up the wall. His only play is to try to backhand it. It's a lot tougher play than if you were a righty. So I think with our group, that group has been, they've been good at, making the right play and getting the play up ice. I just feel there's a few plays left out there because of, being on the opposite side in the offensive zone.
You guys are right at the top of the league in hits. What have you thought of just the way guys are buying in pretty quickly to that part of the game?
The buy-in's been great. It's not about leading the league in hits. It's just about hitting at the right time. I think we've engaged physically where we've been able to slow the opposition up. And I think any time you can get in their way and slow them up, it's a positive. It's not to take yourself out of position to hit. It's more the angling and eliminating and making it tough for somebody to get inside your zone. And then once we're inside our zone, if we can end the play by being physical, we can get out of the zone sooner. So it's something that we've just been working on. And I think part of it was even today with a little scuffle led because we were being physical down low, and then Dahls wanted to even up the scorecard.
Back to Devin. He's known for being a rink rat and approaching his craft very seriously. Just what have you noticed about the way he approaches the game?
Well, I think you've summed it up. He loves the game. He spends a lot of time here. He was working with the goalie coach this morning going over stuff, and I dropped by for a second and talked a little bit about the game, and he's a real student of the game. I think it's most goalies are the type of guys that want to know, what's coming at them, how we're playing certain situations. And I think when that trust is there, the goaltending gets even better.
It's not unusual for young forwards in the league to take time to really understand how to make plays on the power play, how to handle pressure. What's it like having, when you have a unit with three or four younger players, how do you work with that group to get them to stay composed and in those high pressures?
Well, I think we went over some of it with video. Today's practice, even the end, was about trying to make plays. When we split it up in that small area game, there was the power play to make in tight plays, shrinking the rink even in half. I thought against LA we did a good job of getting away from pressure, making the quick play, making the quick pass. I thought last game we were too slow to support each other. We didn't make that next play right away. So continue to work on it. I think it's just going to be a year-long process. And part of a good power play is guys sticking together. And, we haven't been able to have the group stick together because, JJ was part of the group, so we've kind of switched things up. But we know we got to get better.
JJ still progressing to a point where you think he might be able to go on Wednesday?
JJ is progressing. I don't know for sure about Wednesday. I would say right now 50-50. Depending on what type of day he has today, would probably encourage me more. But I think we usually find out after, a hard practice or going through a grind like he did, if how he feels. And that's really part of the concussion protocol.
With Benson, I know you said you felt that, in your opinion, that he wasn't quite 100%. Is that something that might need to he'll have to, maybe sit out a game or two here or there?
I don't believe so, but I know it wasn't the same player I saw before he kind of was hurt. But he's so competitive, he probably over-exaggerated how good he felt just to get back in the lineup. And that's the type of player you want in your lineup anyways.
Missing the net a fair amount. Is that something that you think kind of averages out over time, or is there, things you can do to kind of dial that in a little bit?
I agree with you, and it's something that we've talked about as a team. Something, again, that we addressed before last game. And even last game, it's something that we addressed and talked about again this morning, that it can't be like 24 missed shots or missed nets. Other teams can do a great job of being in shot lanes, and you will miss your share. But I think when you have that clear lane and it's a lower percentage opportunity, you've got to hit the net. And you walk a fine line when you're telling your players you got to hit the net, because some of the best shots are the ones that, go inside the smallest area. But we would like to improve that average for sure, okay, to get to a better place than where we're at right now.